Researchers have been looking into why some trees are dying off across the East Bay, which is prompting concerns as we enter a hot summer and a dry fire season ahead. For more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Matteo Garbellato, adjunct professor in the Department of Environmental Science, Policy, and Management at UC Berkeley, and author of this new study. Professor, thank you for your time this afternoon. I'll make that this morning. Let's start with some perspective here. Are we talking about hundreds of trees, thousands of trees?
Yeah, we're probably talking about tens of thousands of trees, and it's not happening just in the East Bay, but it's happening all over Northern California. So it's quite worrisome.
What did your research tell you in terms of cause? Were we able to pinpoint that?
Yeah, we were able to understand at least partially what's happening. And in brief, I can tell you that climate change is definitely a big driver. Trees are now growing in a situation where days are hotter, there is less fog. There's a lot of variation between dry years and wet years, and they're suffering. And on top of this, we have infectious microbes, fungi, that are taking advantage of this, of the fact that these trees are stressed, and they're becoming very active killers. And because these fungi are infectious, when we have too many trees in our woodlands, so when the density is too high, these trees are lacking social distancing, like humans and COVID. And so because of the lack of distancing between trees, these infectious organisms are moving from tree to tree quite rapidly and causing these massive die-offs.
I want to ask you about what can be done both short-term and long-term. Let's start with the short-term. What can be done right now for these more acute problems?
Yeah, well, the short-term issue is not easily resolvable, but the most important thing is to think of these trees as fuel. And so anywhere where we're getting closer to neighborhoods, where there's dwellings and buildings and homes, we need to remove the dead trees as much as possible. And this has a double benefit because these fungi, they actually use dead trees to produce more spores than are windborne and infect other trees. So not only you do something good in terms of fire prevention, but you also do something good in lowering the infection rate. So that's the short term.
And in terms of the longer term effort?
Well, the longer term effort is it's a little bit more complex. But first of all, the majority of trees that are dying, they're planted where they're not supposed to be. And I give you an example. These could be exotic trees that don't belong to California, like eucalyptus or acacias, or it could even be redwoods that are planted inland where they don't belong. So they're trees that are not in their ideal situation. So we need to kind of change our habits and plant trees where they're supposed to be growing. And second, we need to take care of densities. So we can't just leave these woodlands to overgrow and produce dense thickets. We actually need to thin them out, and we need to add space in between trees.
So you're looking at all this from the perspective of a researcher. How optimistic are you that the policymakers themselves are heeding these warnings?
Well, I think, you know, everybody's now is invoking climate change and everybody's coming from a different angle. I think it's a little bit overwhelming for the policymakers. Unfortunately, the time it takes to draft new policies, it's definitely too long to actually deal with the issues in a timely fashion. But I think the reality is we're living in changing times, and this change is difficult to deal with. So I think the issues we as, you know, individuals, we also need to make, or, you know, we need to make an effort to stop the planting of exotics and do what we can do near our homes to make the situation better. So I think we need a joint effort of everybody to deal with this, you know, unique situation that we have never faced before. So all the data is telling us the climate change is here, is strong. And in 20, 30 years, California will look different in terms of trees that are growing.